Hasta la vista, movies.
It's Beer Movies, thanks to Metze Bar, your source for all things NZIFF, thanks to the best place to go before or after.
The film is set in 1950s Aotearoa, follows the story of some delinquent girls who get sent to a reform school. How did you get involved with the project?
I got involved through Josephine Stewart-Fear, who's the director. I've been friends with her for some time, actually. She's written and directed a few shorts before this, so I worked with her on some short films. And she brought me onto the project. I already knew Kathy, who's one of the producers as well, a little bit. Yeah, she showed me a rough cut early on and did a spotting session and kind of took it from there, really.
Can you describe your initial approach to composing the score for this film?
We sort of wanted to use, like, the sound of what you'd expect to hear in the 1950s, so, like, kind of classical instrumentation, brass band, that kind of thing, represent that sort of time and place the movie was set in. But we wanted to kind of subvert it and modernize it as well, to kind of represent the trajectory of the main characters, because they sort of bring a modern element to the sort of slightly kind of pick up your ass kind of setting that there was. And yeah, so for example, the institution, we kind of had different sound palettes and moods for the different scenes for the various characters in the film. For example, the institution on the island was represented with this kind of wondrous, brooding sort of dark brass sound. And for the girls' character, made sense to get like a choir in, and that was kind of like probably the most fun part of working on the project, was working with this girls' choir. And so I look around for choirs, and I kind of figured it'd be better to get drama students in instead. And that was kind of great, because it kind of had this sort of raw sound of drama students, and they had a lot of attitudes and confidence in their performance. It sort of sounded like raucous school students, which fit the character of the actors really well. And Josephine, the director, is a graduate of AUT, so we had them up, and they were amazing, and they helped us organise the students, and the students are really enthusiastic. So, yeah, lots of variations in music there, but, yeah, that was kind of the approach, really.
Were there any specific scenes in the film that posed a challenge for you musically?
Yeah, there's a lot of highs and lows in the film. Like, some of it's quite sort of subtle, and then other parts are really, like, they're really going for it. The most difficult part was the end. There's the long series of music back to back at the very end of the film, trying to keep people's attention, for a longer time at the end, really. Yeah, and probably the most detailed track we wrote was, working with the choir, which was it took a long time to do, but it was really quite cool. We, like, for example, like, one dramatic track at the start of the film, we had this sort of, like, it's kind of a dramatic track at the beginning, and we wrote this sort of anti-establishment feminist poetry stuff in Latin for the thing. Is the thing I wrote for the, like, basic cue, and then I gave it to Mountain, who's my collaborator, soundtrack, and they were all these great vocal lines intertwined with each other, and that is the basis to record the singer from. And so I got into the studio 2x2 to record, and sort of built up this kind of, like, a cannoning type vocal style stuff, and yeah, it came out really great. And so that was kind of a challenge, but it came out really good.
What was the most memorable moment from the scoring process?
I think what was really fun for me was working with lots of different, like, for this is the second feature that I've done. The first feature I mostly did by myself, but the fun part about this one was working with lots of different collaborators. So this sort of serendipitously happened that people came along to my world to work with on this film. Like, for example, this guy, Cam MacArthur, he hit me up out of the blue when I was just starting to kind of conceptualize how the film was going to sound. And he just scored his first film called Bad Behavior, and he was looking to do some more work. So I come to the studio and he's talking about how, you know, he's an accomplished double bass player. Then I started thinking, oh, it'd be great to have double bass represent the sort of oppressive nature of the institution of the island. And going through these kind of like jagged, aggressive bass parts for a cue, which works really well. And then I just gave him more stuff to do, and he started writing all this like badass intro music, which was awesome. So yeah, he was great vibes. And then within songs, for like a lot of the brass parts, it represents sort of class of the 1950s. And we've worked on a few together, and we've seen stuff back and forth. And yeah, I wrote the rhythm parts, and he's arranged the brass on top. And yeah, he's amazing to work with. He's super enthusiastic and great work ethic, and always interesting ideas. And yeah, he wrote some really lovely vocal parts as well. Yeah, that was the best place, really.
And one last question for you. What do you hope audiences take away from the musical experience of We Were Dangerous?
Well, I hope they find it interesting. We tried to do something different, you know. It's always good to challenge yourself, I guess. I think for me, just working with the choir was super interesting. It felt like it really elevated the music. Yeah, it made it kind of stand out a bit. And we just tried to experiment as much as we could, you know, like we'd give direction, hey, can you play the brass, like, make it sound like your brass is melting. And, you know, we had this, like, amazing violin player, Pao Holopal. She's really great improvising. And James Bush is a really great cello player. They were both doing some really great stuff. Yeah. I hope that people find it interesting. You can listen to it on streaming services. Some of the tracks are up from the film. Yeah, I think people should check it out. And also, the New Zealand International Film Festival. There's lots of great stuff to see out there. It's definitely worth your $20 or whatever. Go and see some cool film.
Cam Ballantyne did the music for We Were Dangerous, opening the New Zealand International Film Festival here in Auckland on the 7th of August. Get your tickets now. Wonderful place to see the film at the Civic there. Let's play the track that he did for the soundtrack with Reb Fountain. This is called Escape.
You've been listening to B-Movies, thanks to Mezzo Bar.
BFO.